Getaways by Nez Storm, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. It's been a long time since Peter felt so beaten down and defeated. The world as he knew it came crashing down around him. He didn't even have the energy to spare to hide behind his usual masks how exhausted he was as he trudged up the stairs to his apartment. Why would the elevator work on a day like that anyway? At the very least, it was late enough that none of his neighbors would be there to see him and question his state, wonder about the holes in his shirt, the blood on his clothes and hands, some specks of it probably still clinging to his face because his handkerchief got drenched all too fast. All he wanted was a sense of security, a threat gone in exchange for a bit more power. Two birds, a stone, all that. He just wanted one more backup plan to keep his pack of two safe. He didn't know where he slipped up or when, but his carefully crafted plan to ambush and kill Deucalion backfired, and instead of independence and a place in pack hierarchy, he got kicked out of the one he was already at the outskirts of, losing his only true packmate in the process. He knew Styles wouldn't have betrayed him if he learned of what Peter was planning. He'd be upset about being left in the dark, but he wouldn't throw people to the actual wolves. It could have been Lydia or Derek, even Chris, but not Styles. Peter desperately hoped it wasn't Styles, because Styles was one of the reasons Peter wanted to be an alpha again. That beautiful, clever spitfire of a boy. Peter's only packmate, his rock, his love. They've been building something for the last year, rooted in the friendship that grew from hours spent researching together and witty retorts fired back at each other. They've had dates, shared a bed for more than comfort and sleep now Styles wasn't a minor anymore. They had plans for the future, some more tentative than others, but they were a we. Right until Peter almost had to slash his way out from the ambush Styles' friends set. Peter hadn't seen him there, and maybe it was for the best. He wouldn't have to face him and see betrayal and rejection marring Styles' beautiful face. He finally reached the door to his apartment, turned the key in the lock, and got all the way into the hall before he realized that there was someone there in his home. And of course, because Peter could never have it easy and just get a chance to pack up and leave without a trace, it was Styles. His wonderful, perfect Styles. And right at Styles' feet, bound, gagged, and probably sedated, was Deucalion. For a second, one of the longest seconds in Peter's life, he couldn't comprehend what he was seeing. But then Styles, his brilliant Styles, must have realized what was going through Peter's head because he smiled. Soft and affectionate and a little exasperated. And right then in that moment, Peter knew. Styles, Peter said, an exclamation of wonder, gratitude, and love, as he crossed the living room in three quick strides, unconsciously sidestepping a stirring Deucalion, to capture Styles' face in gentle hands and kiss him, desperate and hungry and too close to being the last time. All too soon they were breathless and had to break the kiss, but Styles was still there. His touch grounding where he held onto Peter's wrists. Styles shook his head a little, leaned in for a brief kiss, then said, admonishing, "After everything we've been through, you still don't think I love you?" "I thought it might have been too much," Peter answered truthfully, inwardly berating himself for doubting his marvel of a boy. "I should have told you." "You should have," Styles agreed, kissed Peter again before taking a step back. "What you will do now is finish what you started." He nudged Deucalion with his foot meaningfully, "while I finish packing our bags." And that right there, that sweet, bright boy, was why Peter could consider himself the luckiest man in the world. This is the end. Thank you for listening.